Researchers at Kansas State University are looking to the experts, commercial wheat growers, on real-world best management practices for improving wheat yields in the state. This research gives a snapshot of how wheat is managed and how management practices are associated with yield. This study is supported in part by Kansas wheat farmers through the Kansas Wheat Commission's two-penny wheat assessment. Dr. Romulo Lolato, K-State's Extension Wheat Specialist, and Brent Janish, a K-State grad student in agronomy, have been gathering field-specific wheat management practices from farmers across the state. The study covered a total of about 700 fields from three regions, West, North Central, and South Central Kansas. These regions were chosen because of their similar weather conditions of temperature and rainfall, planting date, seeding rate, fungicide use, and amount and timing of nitrogen applied were management strategies that had the greatest effects on yield. The research shows that planting dates have a huge impact on final yields, but the optimal sowing date varies by region. Western Kansas had a much earlier ideal planting date since it's at a higher elevation and gets colder earlier in the fall. The South Central region loses about 1.1 bushels per day for around 20 days following October 12th, but that loss increases to 2.7 bushels per day after those initial 20. North Central Kansas consistently loses about 2.1 bushels per day, and planting late in Western Kansas meant farmers saw a 3.5 bushel an acre per day decrease in wheat yields. When the researchers compared management practices between high-yielding and low-yielding fields, they noted that more nitrogen regularly led to higher yields in South Central Kansas. However, the addition of nitrogen in Western Kansas did not affect yields. This is likely due to the fact that in Western Kansas, there is more nitrogen remaining in the soil that is carried over to the next crop. Overall, all regions saw yield improvements with fungicide application. About 55% of the South Central Kansas farmers applied fungicide, while only 40% of Western Kansas farmers chose to adopt this management practice. When no fungicide was applied, variety rust tolerance became the most important factor for increasing yield. The goal for this survey is to help other farmers get ideas on what methods work and can be tried on their own personal operations. At the conclusion of the study later this year, the researchers hope to put a value on the price of these management practices compared to the return on investment that farmers could see in terms of yield improvement. Overall, farmers will be able to use this information to make decisions that affect the profitability and sustainability of their farms. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.